Drop it.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only Daily FIFA podcast, where Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the latest content, we talk players, review them, and of course, as a part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. We upload our latest episode every day late at night in Europe, but if you want episodes early and some awesome bonus content, consider joining our Patreon. It's patreon.com/footinreview. Today is Friday the 13th, and we are recording episode 35 of our third season. Today, we'll be talking about Heung-min Son Player of the Month, Alexandro, as we see more road to the final players, objectives, and much, much, much more. My name is John Nelson, I'm the Foot Coaching, and let's start by saying hi to Mr. FIFA Database. It's Ingby.
Evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How's Friday the 13th treating you? Enough said.
Yeah. It's not horrible, but
we'll be glad it's over.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine, no problem.
Awesome. And we're not alone, because joining us is our own Mr. Berbatov. It's Nishant.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me again.
No, thanks for having you on the show. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good. Cannot complain. Always look forward to these shows. Been a long week and a half at work, so very, very happy to lose myself into the FIFA grind again, hopefully. looking forward to it. If the connection works, we've been hearing a lot of news, but I'm keeping my fingers and toes crossed to get really, really good ping and go at it.
Yes, talking about connection, though. Ingvi, you had some breaking news last night, which we threw out there. In doubt if we ever could actually mention it. But it was on the website. Can you tell people what you found? And what has now been officially announced, by the way?
The EA Connection Quality Report, which is in beta. That will give you an information how your connection towards the EA servers are, with the ping, jitter, packet loss, and how your service provider is rated as well. And you can see the connection score of your ISP and compare it towards other ISPs, and you can also see connection match history as well. So you can see how the matches were that you played. I don't know how far back they go, but they go a while, at least a few days, maybe 7 or something.
Yeah, my last weekend league was there when I watched it. So
that's cool, because then you can see if there's suddenly been some strange packet loss or jitter or anything else strange. So if you get a DC, hopefully that will show there that there was something, and then you can maybe feedback the information to EA and see if they can do something about it.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. It's also shows it gives you a score from 1 to 100 or 99, maybe. Actually, not sure. Highest I saw was 99. It's your general score, your overall score, and it also shows you which ISPs in around your area actually has a better or a worse score. So if you have bad score, and it also shows you which ISP might actually be able to help you best, which is sort of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I saw many people saying, oh, my internet's faster than this, or yeah, but I'm on Wi-Fi now, or wait until I'm home. Just saying, it does not matter where you are when you log into the site to check it. What you will see is the information gathered when you were playing the match on that machine you are playing the match on. So if you played on your PlayStation wired, but you are, I don't know, at work checking this, it just shows the connection your wired PlayStation had at that moment of the game. Nothing to do with where you are at the moment. I definitely see some results that wired up consoles are the way to go, at least. But it's not a speed test. I think that's a good thing to So yeah, there are other sites for that.
Yeah.
Have you checked it?
I checked it, yeah.
99?
Yeah, my connection score is 99. So that's nice.
That's great if you look at the same terminology.
Yeah, but my ISP isn't that good. So that's 89 connection score for my ISP. So, and there is one in my area that is 99. So, and I can't change to that one, unfortunately. So I'll just stick with what I have.
Yeah, before I ask Nishan, though, I was checking mine. My score was 99 as well, and then it showed my ISP at 93 or 95, I'm not quite sure. Pretty high, though. But it was one at 99, and it shows as Military Network Netherlands. I was like, I'm pretty sure I can't get that one, though.
You have to join the army, I guess.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I didn't know that was an added benefit, but so maybe I have to enlist later on.
Maybe they need a new coach for their army team of FIFA.
I was like, I didn't even know this network. What is that? And then I clicked through and I was like, oh, this is something which is not very commonly. I'm not sure I can subscribe to that one.
No.
Jean, have you checked it?
Yeah, I did. I had a score of 88. I didn't go further than that. But just reading the particulars, and I read average ping or something to that effect of 17.24 MS. I would be terribly happy if I saw that on my screen. Maybe it's just a visual glitch or a gimmick that it shows anywhere between 24 to 36 sometimes. At least that's what I've been getting for most of the week. If it actually 17 in game, I'm a very, very happy person. But then that also means that I'm truly shit at the game. So maybe not so much. But things are looking up. I've been trying to rejig, so at least that gave me a bit of a insight into what I needed to change. And that alone is slightly more helpful. Even if it's a placebo, it's fine. It is what it is. So just trying to fix things up.
Yeah, it definitely helps. But because it shows per match, you can actually just, I don't know, this weekend, if you want to take some samples, it's probably something I will be doing, is every match just write down the ping it says, and after the weekend I'll check the 30 matches, see how much it differs from that. Although yeah, I'm the least viable person to actually say anything about connection, because I've never had much issues, if any at all, and my test actually showed that there wasn't much to worry about either way. So,
I think just the final point from me on that, I fully appreciate and I also applaud folks that have, as you said, a 99 connection, and that's really good for them. But equally, just wanted to sound a bit of a rebel for the folks that sometimes, rightly or wrongly, talk to connection and how it impacts gameplay. That's all very true, because I have seen it. I'm not that good a player, but consistently D1, consistently G1, on a bad day, G2, which then means that if I struggle to finish G3 one weekend, I'm not just turned into a completely bad player. Of course, it could be challenging of opponents, but the gameplay was really in the mud, and I can profess to that. So there may be a few naysayers out there that get good mentality, but also there is definitely something going on. And I think this certainly is a step in that direction. Hopefully individuals can figure out their own connection and look to their backyards first before pointing fingers. That's clearly good. But I just wanted to put it out there, a bit of a devil's advocate, if you will, or supporter of the anti-get-good mob, if you would allow me.
Yeah, sure, I'll allow anything, as long as it's properly spoken about. No, sure. I think that's the hard part as well. Now, I'm definitely one in the level of some people just complain about the connection, because then they don't have to really look at themselves. And it's also about, I saw some streamers that, I was checking some streamers this week, which said, oh, my connection is so bad, it's also sluggish. And when I looked at it, I was like, I of course have no idea what they feel or something, but it doesn't actually look all that bad, which I'm looking at. So, I'm not quite sure if it's all always correctly, and maybe this sort of helps build up that. But we'll see soon enough, though. But I definitely will be checking this week myself. We have some content. Well, some content. We have plenty of content. So Yngwie and I think Nishant can just discuss away. I'll stay out of it most of the part. Yngwie, can you start taking it away?
Yes. Earlier today, the first thing that popped up was the Premier League Player of the Month for October, and that was Mr. Son from Tottenham Hotspur. That SBC is clocking in at around 580 to 600k if you complete the whole thing there. There's actually four sections. They are as follow. The first one is called Spurs. You get a premium goal players pack. It costs around 70k to do. You need minimum one players from Spurs, minimum one team of the week player, minimum 85 team overall rating, and minimum 75 team chemistry. Next one is called Premier League. You get a rare mixed players pack. It costs around 110k to do. You need minimum one player from the Premier League, minimum 86 team overall rating, and then minimum 70 team chemistry. Next is called Top Form. You get a rare Electrum players pack, costs around 170k to do. You need minimum one team of the week player, minimum 87 rated team, and minimum 55 team chemistry. Last one is called 88 rated squad. You get a prime gold players pack, which is untradeable for some reason. That's the only one that's untradeable from this set.
That's a bit weird, though.
Yep. You need a team of minimum 88 overall and 55 team chemistry. So, yeah, that's a little bit strange, I think. It costs around 230k to do the SBC, and you get an untradeable pack. I think that's a little bit unfortunate, in my opinion. It's not like it's a great pack either. If it was a 100k pack, okay, but it's like a prime gold players pack. It's not like super either. So that was a little bit disappointing end to that set, I think, for me at least. I kind of expected all of them to be at least untradeable.
But, at least to be tradable, more,
yeah. Yeah, we've seen a few of those things popping up that has some untradable and some tradable stuff, so I don't know why. I don't think it's a mistake either, so yeah, if you complete it, you get the 89 rated left midfielder as player of the month, Son, with 4-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, high work rates. So
which is of course a great player though.
Card is good, but I don't want to put that much untradeable slash fodder slash coins into Son now, just maybe a week or two before that we get the icon SBCs. So and I don't have players to link him too much either. So well, of course you have still a month almost to do him. It's like 29 days to do the SBC, so you can still grind towards it. But I'm waiting to see what happens with the icon SBCs before I would consider anything like that.
Yeah.
I think if this was a right winger, I would see a lot more people doing it. And as you said, linking is a challenge, but most folks more or less run hybrids and somehow would squeeze him in. The fact it's a left winger, and he's kind of wasted on the left-hand side. I mean, I played with his 87 card. He's got all attributes to be a high-functioning Sonaldo, if you will, but there's just something a little off about him if you play him out wide. At least I haven't been able to maximize his output on the on the wide-hand side. So you probably want to play him as a cam. If you're good, if you're an average player like myself, I would play him as a striker. So there are just too many options for a left-sided player. I mean, I would probably fill that position in with even an Ansu Fati that I'm running right now. Or a Hazard, for that matter. I prefer just non-inform Hazard for that matter over this card. Just given the other options I have.
Well, of course, to use him as a left winger in the right winger position on 7 chem with a manager and stuff and a few links. But still, it's a lot of I wouldn't use him wide. I think I would, if I was gonna use him, I would use him either as a central cam, center forward, or a striker. I think he would be a little bit of a luxury to have him as a wide player. Of course, if you have a 30 million team, then it's okay to use him out wide on the left or right. But
no, I agree with that 100%. The only point I would like to make, because on that one, play him on 7 cam on the right side. I mean, that's definitely an option. But when you play players off cam, I always look at trade-offs and cost opportunity. There's being an untradeable for 600k on 7 cam, regardless of the chemistry style I apply, I would probably contrast him against, say, a gold-rated, any right-sided good player. Let's take a Salah, for example. I know weak foot skill moves is an issue, but even his 87 NIF, I just wonder if the 89 on 7 cam, you might as well just run the NIF Son. Just a point. It's just something I want our listeners to keep in mind, that if you're planning to do him, free will and all that, but if you're planning to run him on the right side with 7 cam, such an expensive player, it's not something that I would do, because maybe on 7 cam he doesn't get the full effect. Yeah, I would like my players on 10 cam, and maybe that's just something that I like to do, have each player on 10 cam, but just because they're so expensive, maybe something to bear in mind.
I couldn't care less myself. As long as the team is at 100 cam, right?
He's probably very good as a 7 cam, but I understand what Nishat is trying to say here. So it's a lot of coins and players to put into a player if you're not going to build your team around him as one of the main stars, at least starting him in the right position. So, of course, if you're loaded with coins, then you can take that luxury to just use him on a lesser cam and stuff like that. But, for me at least, I would wait and see what's coming from the Icon SPCs before I would do that one.
Yeah, and he's still for a bit, so.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried, to be honest, about Icon SPCs. I mean, I have this perfect little dream waiting to be shattered, hoping that there's somewhat achievable in terms of, you know, how much coin sink and squad rating it would require. But just looking at the Son, which is an 89 rated, albeit Premier League, 5-star, 4-star combo, proven quality for 600k, I'm just trembling to think any, mildly usable icon is just going to be out of this world. So I'm just hoping some of them are achievable and just not take all the coins away from my balance.
Thing is, the moment these icon SBC hits, a week or two later, you get the prime moments or the
primes.
First, yeah, primes. Yeah, you get the primes in packs as well. So that immediately devaluates the icons you can get from the SBCs, probably. I don't think that really. This card just keeps its value for a bit. So I think they can make the SBCs, the icon SBCs, a bit cheaper, knowing that in 2 weeks they will be sort of replaced. Speak. I will see.
Players, yeah, the players are icons are untradeable as well, so we can't sell them. So I hope they are affordable. It would be strange to get an icon SPC for a base Suker that costs 1.5 million when you can buy him for around 700k. So that wouldn't make any sense. So they need to take the market value into consideration as well when they put this up. But of course, then a player like the R94 is going to be very expensive to do the SPC. I don't know how many sections we would see to do that. That's going to be interesting.
He will not, nah.
No, we're not going to get him. We would be lucky if we get the R90 card, but that's going to be expensive as well.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I wouldn't mind doing a Daglish SPC.
Not going to happen either. We'll see. We'll see soon enough, though. But talking about Son, I think its value is all right, though. You can't really make him much. You can't really make him cheaper.
No, he would cost around that, I think, at least in the beginning, maybe a million as well.
Yeah, exactly.
If he was in packs. But, yeah. It's
absolutely. I think Rashford wrote to the final. It is a lifeguard given, so there's some tax to that, but is going for over a mil. His central card on PS is about 700 plus. So, yeah, this card would be thereabouts, if not slightly more expensive.
Awesome. Let's continue. There's so much more to talk about, though.
A card for John.
Sorry, you dropped off there for a second, Ingvi.
I said, finally, we got a card for you, SPC.
Yes.
Juventus.
Yay.
Alexandro, 86 rated. Went to the final.
The crowd goes crazy.
It costs around 140k to do. So, not very cheap. Very cheap. So, there's only two sections, though, which is good. The first one is called Top Form. Costs around 40k to do. You will get a jumbo premium gold pack if you do it. You need minimum one player from Serie A, minimum one team of the week player, minimum 84 rated team, and minimum 80 team chemistry. So that one is okay and doable. Next one is called Tactical Emulation. You get a prime mixed players pack, tradable as well. 100, 105, 110 cost approximately. You need one player from Juventus or Piemonte Calcio. Minimum 86 overall team and minimum 70 team chemistry. So it's quite doable to do that SPC. The card itself isn't a crazy upgrade on his non-inform.
Yeah.
But of course, if Juventus progress, then...
No. When?
Yeah, when Juventus progress and if they win the first match as well, when they win the first match as well, then of course it will be an 88. And then I think that card can start be really interesting. I used a non-inform and he didn't do anything special. He needs some boost, I think, to be able to... at least for me to work well, and he has the high medium work rates now. He used to have high. So, but the card is very well rounded actually. So it's not a bad card. It's just a little bit slow on the acceleration. That's the only thing that urgently needs boosting. Maybe if you throw a shadow, of course, then it's.
It kind of depends on where you play in this card, I guess. For
left back.
Sure, but I mean, many people play three at the back, and I think this card as a winger with standard crossing being that high, good passing, high stamina, high aggression, this might be a really good left winger in 3-5-2, for example.
Yeah,
and that's where I was playing the non-inform one, which did work out really great, so.
Yeah, then you can link him, of course, to De Ligt as well. But, of course, the 71 position and 56 finishing, is you don't want him running inside the box trying to...
No, in 3-5-2, they probably aren't doing that much. So,
He good crossing and everything, so that's a good passing, at least short passing. So 80 curve is nice as well. So it's a solid card, of course. Two upgrades, and then it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very inoffensive card, right? So it's something that it's not too expensive. So I'm definitely going to go ahead and do it. I was actually thinking of playing him as a left-sided center back. I know his work rates have changed, but I ran him for over 500 games. I think last year, or was it the year before? I don't remember now. Time is a flat circle and all that, but fantastic output. I think, and you make a very valid point about him being, nothing too special at this stage. But clearly, when he gets a few upgrades, which he will, he's going to be a fantastic card. And Neymar isn't shying away from links this year. I think he's easier to link because of the Mbappe connection. But if you're running a hybrid, I just feel that you've got Teixeira, you've got Talisca, you've got Hulk, which will at some point definitely get a special card because he always does, because we love Hulk. So you can have a very good Brazil squad, and he fits in right on the left side with Neymar links. So I'm really looking forward to picking him up at some point to just run a fun squad, or even fingers crossed, maybe there's a Brazil objective to get you know, to get some special card down the line. So yeah, for me, he's a no-brainer. Somebody that I'll definitely pick up for hybrid options as we go along. So very unoffensive value, very unoffensive card, and looking forward to using him down the line.
Yeah, there's no point in me commenting on this card. So let's continue.
Yeah, we got a cool objective. Road to the final, Correa, that plays for Lazio. Center forward card. He has, I think, one of the coolest dynamic images I've seen for a while. It's very interesting. He doesn't look too happy with how things are going in that match, it looks like. But the card looks very solid as well. 84 rated. You get 300 XP per section.
Just saying about the dynamic image, I actually didn't notice that.
Yeah, we can discuss it afterwards.
But if I was him, I would have already phoned to EA. Like, guys, I know it's fun, but get rid of this image. I don't know why you put it on there, but just delete it or something, because it doesn't make him look very smart.
Looks angry. So you get 300 XP per section. There are four sections, and if you complete it, you get another 300 XP. The first one is called True Talent. It also gives you a 75 plus rated player. Assist 3 goals with through balls using Serie A players in the live foot friendly Road to the Final Classics with at least 8 Serie A players in your starting squad. Next one is called Serie A Scoring. Score in 6 separate matches using Serie A players in the live foot friendly Road to the Final Classics with at least 8 Serie A players. You also get a small Electrum players pack. Assist 10 goals using Serie A players in the live foot friendly Road to the Final Classic with at least 8 Serie A players in your starting squad. You get a gold pack. Last one is called Work to Win. Win 4 matches in the live foot friendly Road to the Final Classic with at least 8 Serie A players in your starting squad. And you also get a premium gold pack. So those are absolutely doable to unlock that card. You have until this season ends, so it's 6 days, I think, 6.5 days, almost 7 days to do this player, and he looks really good, actually. At least for an 84 rated, he looks very interesting. From Argentina as well, so easy to hybrid. So
yeah, nothing wrong here.
4 stars skill moves, 4 star weak foot, high medium work rates. Of course, the only thing I think that lets him down is the composure, because it's 76 for some reason. It's a little bit low. And this year we can't. Of course, balance is 69, but he's quite tall, so that's fair enough. Got a finesse shot, flat rate, so those are nice as well to have.
I think in a two-striker formation, he's definitely a good fit just because of his low composure. You can compensate for that. I'm not sure how his short passing, long passing is, John and Envy, but I think with passing being as it is in this iteration, I think in a two-striker formation, he's a no-brainer. Otherwise, again, a very good objective card. These so-called free cards, I'm doing air quotes for those listeners on the call, of course, not on the pod, is fine. And I think, I don't know about you guys, especially John, because you play at a very high level. I'm just enjoying friendlies a lot. So if I get another objective, I just find that mode as sweaty, but also fun, because it doesn't come with that skill rating drop of doom, if you will. So I'm really enjoying it. So I might as well just go ahead and do it. I also get to use new players. So yeah, I mean, it's again a very good card, very good content, and to do it in a friendly mode, fantastic.
I agree. I'm enjoying those matches as well, because I hated the pressure of if you had to do everything almost in rivals, and you got relegated, and everything was just very stressful on FIFA 20 for me, at least when I did it. Now you don't lose any fitness has gone, of course, but you don't lose any contracts. You can use loan players as well. It doesn't affect the stats of your players, which is nice. You will face, of course, very good players and difficult teams to beat. But if things are going really bad, it's just you can just quit the match. It doesn't affect any of your stats on the game. So it's kind of a more relaxing mode for me, at least, than Rivals. So it takes off a lot of pressure for me, at least.
Yeah, I agree. Although hardly played any.
So, I unlocked the Kunde card, so that was quite okay to do as well. So even though I didn't have the best of teams, but it's fun. I just didn't like how a match was going. Okay, I can just quit. I don't lose rival points or need to think about relegation or promotion or whatever. So.
Yeah, if I may very quickly, just on a tangent, that Kunde card, oh my god, he is an underrated gem. I mean, I look at his rating, I feel, oh god, I can't play him in D1 because everybody seems to be running the Neymar-Mbappe combo. But three at the back or four at the back formation, he just seems to be in the right place at the right time, despite having medium work rates. I think, I don't know what it is about him, but he's been performing very, very well in the 40-odd games he's played for me in D1/Weekend League now. So I'm really impressed for again, one of those air quotes free card. Fantastic. And plays well above his 82 stats. I mean, I'm right now running him with Varane and Militao at three at the back as my central back in the middle. Fantastic. Just unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a fun card. I've used him a few matches only, but he was quite good. So I'm hoping that his team progresses and he gets some upgrades, because it's going to be even more fun to use it later. So that's going to be interesting to follow his team. See how far they can get, if Sevilla can go all the way.
They will.
Maybe not in Champions League, but you never know, of course. But if they suddenly is in the Europa League, then I would kind of think they would reach at least the final, because they're doing really well there.
Yeah, they had a tough season start, to say the least. I mean, they're 12th or something. They lost 3 in a row in the competition now, but usually they do well. And that whole La Liga is really weird at the moment, with Sociedad being top of the league with Villarreal, so they might be able to come back. But usually they do well internationally, though.
Yeah. Very good cup team.
Yeah, definitely. All right. What else do we have?
Some players.
Ooh.
Anticlimactic road to the tournament. Sorry, road to the final. Team 2.
Yeah. That's also true. What do you think?
Interesting players as well?
Yeah, just name some. I don't think we have to go through all of them.
I mean, I can start. So, I mean, I'll name the player that I want to pack and sell first. So for me, it has to be Hazard. I mean, I'm a convert, so I would like to thank Envy and apologize, because on our Discord, for the listeners who are not on it, I was not a big fan of Hazard, and we always pushed Hazard, and now I run him as just the NIF. I mean, he's just got one card now, I think. He is unbelievable in a 3-5-2 as a cam, as a striker. He's everywhere. He's defending. He's in the midfield. He's just unbelievable. So if I could pack one player, it would be Hazard. I mean, it's just one rating up. It's nothing too fascinating, so I'll probably just sell him. But if I were just running my dream team, he would be the first pick. With Real Madrid, regardless of their form, more or less should squeak through. And even if the unbelievable happens that they drop to Europa League, then definitely they're probably just winning it. So it's a win-win. But he's too expensive. 1.1 mil. Maybe he drops a few. But that's certainly something that piqued my interest. Not going to pick him up, but hoping to pack him just to enjoy him for a bit, which isn't going to happen. But you know, a man can dream.
Yeah, I really like the Hazard card. I'm still using him, so he's a very good in my team, and he can play left mid, left wing, right wing, center forward, cam, striker. He's doing well everywhere. He can probably play center mid for me as well. So I wouldn't mind getting him. But maybe one of the first card that popped into my vision was the Quincy Promise one. And then Porto.
By the looks of it, you weren't the only one seeing that one, though.
Yeah, he's extinct. So, and of course, Sissoko, but he's too expensive for an 82 rated card. But he could be quite good if Spurs can go a bit far in the Europa League. And they're doing really well now in the Premier League, so they might have a good run. But of course, he's around almost 800k, that's a Sissoko card. So, but I am really looking to get the Porto card because I used his non-inform. It was really good as a right midfielder. And Real Sociedad is doing quite well as well, at least in the league. So, and of course, the promise would be the dream to pack, though. Hopefully untradeable, because then I won't be tempted to take some coins for him. Because I've used the 82 rated normal card for promise and it was really good. So I can only imagine that this one should be quite interesting to use as well.
Yeah, he's always been a popular player, and his non-inform was really good at the start of the season as well.
Are they placed in the group stage, Henry? I know they're with your team, Liverpool, as well as Atalanta. So, do you see them qualifying? How's the table forming up? Because they would drop to Europa League. But if you remember, if a player drops out from Champions League to Europa League, they don't get that upgrade. Please feel free to stop me, correct me, but that didn't happen last year. So, if they're not doing too well, then this 84 rated card will probably drop a bit. Although it seems to be extinct right now.
Yeah, but if Ajax goes to the Europa League, he will get his card to switched to a Europa League card, road to the final card. So if they do really well in Europa League, that card could be really good as well. It's a little bit touch and go if they're going to progress through the group. I think Liverpool are on top, and there's and Ajax is quite close to second place, I think. I'm not actually sure what the standing is at the moment. So
hey, don't ask me.
You're not an Ajax fan, so so that's
I mean, if you're at the top, you don't look at the bottom. You're absolutely fine, and I wouldn't stress too much, but that was just a point I was trying to make. With I mean, as you said, his 82 is probably better than many high rated cards in the game, so I don't expect anything different. It's going to be a fantastic card.
Yeah, his team Ajax is joint second with Atalanta. Both are on 4 points after 3 matches, and I'm pretty sure that at worst they'll end up in the Europa League. So I wouldn't be afraid of. I can't see them.
But even if they don't, I mean, it's still a very fun, cool looking card which still has some life in it, even if it doesn't get updated.
That's true, but he's extinct at 270k now.
Yeah, I mean, but give it a couple of days. There's almost no.
Yeah, there's not many packs opening now, so if he drops below 200, then it's going to be an interesting card to consider.
I think. I agree.
How about you, John? What card stands out for you if you've had a gander at the new team?
Yeah, I did. Bebu. I wasn't looking at the Champions League cards, actually. I was looking at the Europa League cards. That's one I wanted to discuss.
You need a Bundesliga striker.
Exactly. And now can we skip towards Bebu?
Yeah. Talk about Bebu.
Because he's an 80-rated striker, of course, from Hoffenheim. And then I actually pay attention to where they are in the group. And he has his 3-star weak foot, but I don't think it matters that much anymore. But his unupdated card stats are 93 acceleration, 95 sprint speed with 86 finishing, and all dribbling stats above 80 without any boosts. So if you give this card, I know, like a finisher, he has 99 finishing, his speed is up the hill, positioning is 91, shield power is 87, 99 agility, 85 balance with 99 dribbling. Medium. He stays put. this card looks really fun, actually. And I'm this close to actually buying him.
Wait. He's going to drop a lot, I think. I wouldn't buy him now.
Yeah, I mean, the only flip side to that, Envy, is the fact that Bundesliga is quite poor of strikers. I mean, you've got your Lewandowski, of course. But in terms of meta out and out, I can use in my weekend league strikers. They seem to be a bit short. The wingers don't have too much pace either, unless, of course, you have the Sané. So I think from that perspective, especially with probably Bundesliga has the best midfield in the game right now. I mean, Axel, you've got Witzel, you've got Kimmich, you've got Delaney if you want to switch in game, but he's the perfect centre-back. I'm just saying, with the midfield options, the centre, the defence options with the free objective cards, Bundesliga is really short of strikers. So I'm not sure about his price. Of course, he should drop being an 80-rated card. Logic dictates that, but it's just, he seems to be there. And Hong Hee Chan doesn't play as often, although he was quite meta in the beginning. So unless he's getting a new card at some point very near in the future, then this card seems to be your best bet for a Bundesliga squad, especially if you're running that, because it's hard to link otherwise.
Yeah, so that's exactly my point. I mean, I'm running the Delaney. I got Konate on Reds. I got close to him on Mukilo, of course. Zakaria Witzel. So I think the back line and stuff is all right. And with Davies, my back line is all fine. The midfield is secure. I'm running Sancho and Gnabry, which aren't the fastest, but decent enough. But I'm using Lewandowski now on top. And that Bebu card doesn't look all that bad if you compare to that. So, but it's like the Huang Wei Chang on steroids, basically.
So,
yeah, so he does trigger me sometimes. It's just, maybe I should just get this one.
Yeah.
But then again, I didn't even try Konate yet. I got so many good defenders from the Bundesliga, though, but I got nothing to finish off the squad with.
Yeah, you can also buy a Kanji from...
Which also got an amazing card, yeah. So can use a four at the back, but no wingers.
Four centre-backs. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of good options in defence, at least centrally for Bundesliga.
I have to make one remark, though. This comment I stole from Footpin, so just saying, from Nico Voigt, who says, Mukiele, Klostermann, Upamecano and Konate, the guardians of the Gulacsi.
Fantastic.
This guy wins the internet for me.
Yeah, he wins the internet for the day. I think we should have a segment every day, who wins the internet, and I think this gentleman has certainly done that. I think at this rate we'll go through the entire team, but the one other card I just wanted to quickly mention, if I may, is the Kessie card. I mean, AC Milan with Zlatan in it seems to be inspired this season. They seem to be becoming slightly more consistent, if one can say that. So I think that card has always been hard to link, but also used. So people try to squeeze the Kessie in, and he's at 250K. So that just goes to show how much he's valued at. And Renato Sanchez, although, it has a lot, that card has a lot of hype, and I'm not sure how much it's going for, but definitely close to half a mil. This card isn't far behind the Kessie card. So it's a card that I'll keep my eye on. I can't fit him in my team, but certainly keep an eye out for AC Milan and how they do this season, because at some point, when there are more options in the game, more cards come out, the par curve goes up, this card will become more affordable, but has certainly been meta in the past iteration. So that's the card I'm really going to look out for. The 90 physical definitely stands out to me. I mean, insane. What a presence in the park.
Yeah, he's like the AC Milan's Sissoko with a little extra boost.
Yeah, and just so we're not discussing Sissoko for our listeners, we don't discuss stupid value cards. I mean, honestly, if you're spending a mil on him, which I'm sure being French, being Premier League, some might justify that, please do not do that. I mean, honestly, an 82-rated Sissoko, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know what to say. I was watching a streamer today. He was just looking up Sissoko and trying to see what his price range was going to settle at. People were just buying him left, right, and center, a mil 0.1. Now I think he's down, but that's just crazy. Please don't do that. Don't try that at home. Of course, if you're crazy rich, then do what you will. Free will, all of that. But just don't. Go and buy yourself a Kessie or any, you know, even a NIF Sissoko would do at this stage. I mean, an 82 rated Sissoko is not going to make you an elite one player all of a sudden, so just calm down.
No, but if you are crazy rich, check out footcoaching.com. Just saying.
Yeah. One thing I mean,
absolutely.
I can also mention that Kessie has a strong link to the rule breaker Kalanoglu card. And of course, the ones to watch Tonali.
I have both of them untradeable in my club. Envy, what a star! Yeah, I may be doing.
You should
a
use
fun
them
one.
Too. You should use those when you unlock Correa
with Alexandro at the left back. Oh, you've just made my team already. What a squad builder here, guys! This is one of the reasons why you should be joining. You should be supporting Foot in Review if there wasn't one already. There are many. John's one, Envy's one. Envy's just formed half my squad, I'm sure I'll back out the Correa objective in no time. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Awesome. Thank you.
What else do we want to discuss in our last 2 minutes of the show?
I don't know. There's lots of cool stuff. Hopefully we'll get something interesting tomorrow as well. But we're not going to be able to talk about it until Monday. But flashback card would be nice.
Yes, well. A flashback. I don't know. Juve player?
Oh no, so greedy much. I mean, I'm starving for content, right? I mean, honestly, with Black Friday around the corner, not that I want to propagate any. We don't do this on this podcast, right? We don't propagate rumors, but I've gone untradeable just as an FI. That's just my opinion. I've just gone untradeable. So my entire team is worth maybe $500,000 because I just can't let go of my 85 Valverde or my 100K Mendy. But rest of my team is untradeable. So I've just gone really liquid now in fear of what's going to happen with Black Friday. So I'm really hoping that with the content really picks up because I have some coins burning the bank and would really like to pick up a few good cards to enjoy the game again. Although with that said, with my untradeable team, I seem to be doing slightly better, maybe without the pressure of trying to perform every time. So, hey, who knows, huh? What's going to happen? But I'm really looking forward to some good content, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see. We'll see out the weekend. But I'm sure I'm going to see if I can get that striker maybe or not. We'll see after the weekend. But I really want to pick him up. Also, I did Sandro, but I can't even fit him in. But I have to do it. So, yeah, that's the rule, eh?
Yep.
So
no choice.
No choice. If only I had a CR7.
If I can do Daniel James last year by doing squad battles for like 15 games or something, you can certainly do an Alexandro, John. I don't think there's anything amiss there.
That's true. Thanks.
Things we do for the clubs we love.
Yeah, exactly. I will. Thanks for that. You guys playing Weekend League?
Yeah.
No
Weekend League for me. We it's a festival of lights in India, so we're busy with celebrating Diwali. No Weekend League this weekend, but if I can grab a few games of Div Rivals and really grind D1 and enjoy Hazard, which again I cannot thank Envy anymore, I would certainly be doing that. A NIF Hazard is probably the best player I've played with this game, and I've played with a few bar the top tier, so really, really enjoying that card. He gets me on the game, but yeah, no Weekend League, just Div Rivals if I can get a few games.
Awesome. Enjoy your weekend.
Oh yeah, have fun.
And talk about fun, where can people find you if they want to have some fun?
You can get me on Discord at @thefaulty_1NE or on Twitter at @1NE_Nishant.
Angry, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni, and they can find me on the EA forums at LittleLon95.
Awesome, and of course you can find the show on everything on Foot Coaching. Yeah, that's not good. You can find the show at Foot in Review on all socials. You can find the show on anchor.fm/footinreview. Also, leave us a voice message if you want us to play it or if you want to review a player this weekend. You can find me, of course, at Food Coaching on all socials. That's what I just wanted to say. And, of course, check out foodcoaching.com for all things coaching. Guys, thank you very much for joining tonight. And I will see you after the weekend. But for now, I'm going to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 T. 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 In view. F-U. T.